You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Stafford to Cup for the win. 23-20 the final score. Let's recap it right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. And how poetic is that, Jamie? With Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford hooking up. Kupp, you know, had a great case to be NFL MVP. I know he didn't win it. It was Aaron Rodgers, but he was the wide receiver MVP. He was arguably the fantasy MVP, and he comes through huge with that touchdown catch. And what did he end up with? 92 yards? And that is basically the low point for him. He's had two games all year with fewer than 92 yards, and he was at that exactly. So great way to finish it for the Rams, huh?
I don't understand. The Bengals should have treated him like Calvin Johnson in the red zone there. Like, just put every defender on him, essentially. Where else was Matthew Stafford going at that point, especially with Beckham out with the knee injury? So, you just got to give them credit. That final drive, obviously the Bengals did a good job of containing Cooper Kupp comparatively. Like you said, last time these two teams met, it was a much different situation, but he went for over 200 yards against them in 2019. Again, that doesn't matter, but great job by the defense for the majority of the game for the Bengals. But money time, crunch time, Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp. It's what we saw all season long. And, you know, Cooper Kupp deserving of the Super Bowl MVP based on his performance tonight.
And Aaron Donald making two huge plays in a row on third down and then on fourth down, stopping P. Ryan just with his arm. That was such brute strength.
I don't understand that play call.
You try to catch him off guard, I guess, but they obviously had some trouble in short yardage situations in this game. And on the first drive of the game for the Bengals anyway, T. Higgins wide open, and he throws to Chase, turns it over on downs, and then the Rams capitalize. But
P. Ryan was wide open too.
Well, what stood out to you in this game? You know, I was talking about it with a friend after. It was a really good game. It was exciting, but I don't know. It just felt a little anticlimactic. I don't know how to describe it. It wasn't as thrilling. Maybe because the defense was so good, it wasn't as thrilling as the final score would indicate.
No, I think, you know, especially I kept thinking about what you said about, you know, a walk-off scenario.
Yeah,
you know,
so close.
Some scenario. And the way that it's set up, especially with the Rams missing the extra point early, 3-point game. McPherson's been so good, so consistent. Bengals with the ball, you know, Joe Burrow's magic, you know, that we've seen in the postseason. I thought, okay, we're going to get an overtime game here, you know, and then we see how it all plays out. But, like you said, Donald makes those two plays. He came through at the end. I was also thinking about our conversation about Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, when Burrow spun around there trying to just do anything. It was different, you know, third down versus fourth down. But in any event, you're right. It wasn't the best finish that we were robbed, I guess, of a finish. Anticlimactic is a good way to put it. But there were some great moments, you know. I mean, certainly the two plays on Ramsey, obviously one being the, you know, should have been a face mask on T. Higgins, but, you know, Ja'Marr Chase just showing how special he is. Joe Burrow showing he's not afraid to go after, you know, arguably the best cornerback in the league on several times. I think it was ESPN Stats and Info. They tweeted out most yards that Ramsey's given up all season, or maybe his career. I don't remember exactly what it was. But still, you know, just some big moments there. Obviously, we're gonna have some interesting conversations fantasy wise about Cam Akers. You know, this was kind of the nightmare scenario to an extent of him not having a good game. You know, not even just a mediocre game, was bad.
Terrible. I think this is a fantasy recap after all, and that's the biggest storyline here, right? I mean, a few weeks ago, Cam Akers looked like a surefire, I would say, second round, maybe early third round pick. You know, a lot of positivity. It's just a great spot to be the Rams.
I think he still is, though.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was, can he get back to top 15 overall pick? Can he get back to maybe in the first round conversation, you know, just because of what this offense is and what this coach is, and assuming that McVay is going to come back, and they have some, you know, questions on the offensive line because three guys could potentially be gone based on their free agent status and Whitworth if he's going to decide to retire. But I think, you know, still, if Michelle leaves as expected, you know, I know they showed a lot of faith in Henderson coming back from the what was a 4-game absence with the knee injury and just, you know, putting him in some key spots. Obviously, they needed some help at the receiver position when Beckham went down. But, you know, I think Akers, there'll be some questions, but I still think, you know, just based on what his still his upside can be, what this role in this offense is, and again, whatever they do on the offensive line, I think you still got to trust him as still in that top 12 conversation. You know, probably somewhere, you know, 10 to 15 is where he'll end up being ranked consensus wise, but there's still too much to like. And look, it's a 5-game season for him after one of the worst injuries that you could have. And so who knows where he's at health wise, you know, just been able to, to come back and play at this level is amazing enough, but you know, still everything that goes along with being an NFL player, it's tough 5 games in from that injury.
Last question for you here. Odell Beckham has a touchdown, has another long catch. He had 2 catches for 52 yards on 3 targets in a little less than a half, and he left with a knee injury. I don't know the severity of it right now, but was this a good thing? Was this a good game for Beckham's fantasy value or a bad game? Because he showed what he can do, but he got hurt again. That's obviously a big knock on him.
I mean, obviously it's a bad thing if you're, you know, factoring in the injury, clearly, which you have to. Assuming it's not surgical, and you know, the fear would be that it's an ACL again, it's the same knee, that he's back and ready to go with whatever team he's playing for. I think he did wonders for himself going to Los Angeles. You know, he looked like that guy again. You know, maybe never going to get to that 2014 season because he's going to be 30, and you know, the injuries have certainly taken their toll on him regardless of whatever outcome is of this knee injury. But he rejuvenated himself. You know, I mean, he showed you that he can be a playmaker. He showed you he can be a touchdown producer. Obviously, the last 2 playoff games coming into the Super Bowl, he looked like a star. He was going to have just a monster game. I mean, you know, you said it, 2 for 53 and a touchdown. You know, I don't think that he was going to win the MVP, but, you know, you just never know the way that the game would have played out. You know, and obviously that was – should have been the mindset of the Bengals. Take away Cooper Kupp as best you can and let Odell Beckham beat you. And he might have, you know, it changed the game. I mean, you saw the way that the Rams,
yes, it did.
You know, their offense just did not look the same. So, I mean, we'll get into this a lot more tomorrow, but I think Beckham, if he's healthy and can sign with the right team or stays with the Rams, you know, Dave brought this up about the potential of them moving on from Robert Woods. If it's this duo again, I mean, you got to be really excited about Odell Beckham. If he's helping.
Yeah, and it was an opportunity for Van Jefferson to do something. He really did nothing. I mean, he wasn't getting separation, wasn't making contested catches, and that was disappointing. But the Rams win anyway in a very, very good game. I'll just call it that. Yeah, it wasn't amazing. It was not going to be the most memorable Super Bowl ever, but it was a good game, and it was a great end to a great season. So congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams, 23-20 winners over the Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations to the Bengals on a great, great season. Make sure you check out the full-length show on Monday. We're going to talk about this game and the fantasy values of the players on these respective teams going forward. And we'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today in 5.